today's Hit Music Cam 104. Good morning, our clouds today. Thunderstorms rolling through the area. High about 77 degrees. Could we see a storm today? Well, this is good. We've got Central Hudson in. Joe, this could be a busy day today if these storms crank up.
Yeah, we've got an eye on them. We're always monitoring these storms. It's that time of year where, you know, conditions, heat, humidity move through the area. You get these pop-up storms. So we're keeping an eye on today. We've got our full staff ready to go and respond if outages do occur. But, you know, it's similar to what we saw on Independence Day on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since then. That was a pretty good size one that rolled through, right?
Yeah, that one was impressive, and it really outperformed all of the metrics that we saw for the forecasts coming in. We saw that storms were gonna move through the area, had the potential to. So we had our staff ready to go even on the holiday, but the storms that moved through 80 mile an hour winds in some areas, you know, LaGrange, Town, and City of Poughkeepsie got hit pretty hard.
You know, some of those, honestly, because I've lived in the Midwest where there's tornadoes, I'm surprised that nobody said there was any touchdowns.
I haven't heard it either yet, but I thought so with the amount of damage we saw.
Didn't you? I thought that too. I saw them. I go, wow, that whole tree is uprooted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's usually like a tornado that rips through.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear anyone say tornado.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. And Steve, who I brought in today, he's the head of the IBEW Local 320. So he was out in the field working that storm and working the response. So he kind of had a firsthand look at what was out there. So
where did it hit most, Steve? What area? Was it North Dutchess or what?
I was mainly working in like the LaGrange area.
Yeah.
And it was pretty bad out that way. I mean, I came in. For the most part, I work Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah.
I started at 9 o'clock at 82 and 55, and by 5 o'clock in the morning, we only made it to Weissman Road.
That thing jumped around, like, all area, right? Like a tornado does. I mean, because I was in Fishkill. I didn't, nothing. Everything was fine. Wappingers, nothing. But I did hear people over Pauling area, right? They got hit pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty bad out there. It kind of went right through the middle of the territory, like Poughkeepsie High Park,
yep.
Millbrook.
Is everything up to par now or no?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're completely restored from that storm. So it took us a little over 72 hours to get everyone back online. We had about 58,000 customers that were impacted by this storm. So pretty significant storm, really. And it hit on Saturday, and by Wednesday we had everybody who was impacted by the storm was back.
I heard the state wants to take over and run things. Is that true?
Yeah, there's legislation out there for that. So
here we go.
There's some opposition to it. Obviously, Central Hudson's not for it. We don't think that the state would run a utility better.
Would they have to buy Central Hudson?
That's right. They would have to buy it. So, and there's this is part of the reason I brought Steve in.
Oh, I know. So, I know the local 320 ain't going to be down with that idea.
Obviously not.
No, I figured that.
The hard part that's frustrating is we do have a lot of legitimate concerns that never make it to the public, because the same people who claim to be open to the discussion about this are the same ones creating the narrative that our only reason to opposing it is because we work for Central Hudson. So, I mean, we've been out in the counties, Dutchess, Orange, Ulster, all the way up to Albany County, meeting with legislators and any elected officials to get our side of the story out. But like I said, it gets very frustrating when every time you try to meet with anybody from the public, you're automatically dismissed because we work for Central Hudson, so that's our only name in the game.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense. We talked about this probably a month ago. This was floating around, right, where they were saying how they were thinking about taking over.
Yeah, the legislation was introduced a little over a year ago by an assembly member who represents Kingston and Northern Dutchess County area. And it's been sponsored by Senator Michelle Hinchey, and there's no evidence that it's going to save customers.
Yeah, what is the benefit? What is the negativity? And what's the benefit?
Well, that's ultimately what we're trying to ask them for, is like, show us where the benefit is, show us where the savings is, show us where you're going to save customers money.
Yeah.
Because the study that we did said it's going to cost $7 billion to buy the company, and that's only going to raise rates.
$7 billion.
Yeah.
What about the workers?
That's the funny part. I mean, the supporters of the bill wanna let the public understand that nothing's going to change for us, and they want everybody to believe that nothing's going to change. So they tell everybody our contract's going to stay the same. Yeah. We're going to get better raises. They're paving this road to make it sound like we're getting golden bars.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In reality, we have successor language in our contract that even if Central Hudson were not to go through the government-owned utility side and just sold the company, we are protected to keep our contract through that language. There's bigger concerns that we have there because the bill sponsors want everyone to believe that they stand with us. Yet they have had very few conversations with us. They don't even know that we went through negotiations not that long ago and what our wage increases were, what our issues are. So it's very difficult to think that people that are telling everybody that they can represent us better, that they can, when they don't even talk to us or hear from us or understand our issues.
So does this have some of your workers really concerned?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you bring instability like this into a job force, it's not good.
What is the possibility that this actually really does happen, or is it just a bunch of talk?
The hard part is it's going to be swayed by politics, which it's hard to say. You know, if you get enough people cheering that they don't like the utility and all they want to hear is it's going to save me money, whether looking at the facts are actually going to do that or not, it could move forward. I mean, there's co-sponsors on the bill, and they are getting a little bit more traction. But if you look at those co-sponsors, almost none of them live and work in our service territory.
Yeah, so you're worried that they're going to convince people that, oh, this is going to save you all this money in your bill because your bills are high, which we all know and see. But in the end, is it really going to fix that? Or is it going to actually, I mean, I've always been in the corner of, when the government takes something over, oh my gosh, it's going to be a mess. That's how it's been passed with anything. And so that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, and this is not unique to the Hudson Valley, right? I mean, the legislation is.
But has this happened to any other power company?
It has. Or there's been attempts to. There hasn't been a lot of success stories with it recently.
Yeah.
I mean, the one example you look at in New York Con Ed is a similar model to Central Hudson, but Long Island, the Long Island Power Authority.
Yeah.
They took over the Long Island Lighting Company. They purchased all of their assets. The customers in Long Island are still paying for the purchase of that 29 years later, and their rates are higher than the rates that you see here in the Hudson Valley. So there's a story there. One of the examples that they bring up, and Steve, you can talk about it a little bit if you want, is the example of Messina, New York, which has a municipalized.
Yeah, they like to use Messina, New York because it was successful back in the 80s.
Where is that?
Way up north on the Canadian border.
Okay.
It cost them a lot more money than they originally planned if you follow that model. And if you look at Messina, New York today, if you go on their Facebook pages, just like you have Facebook pages here where everybody goes on and complains about their bill, those customers are complaining about $900, $1,000 bills as well. So if it was as easy as just municipalizing a utility and everything was fixed, then that would be their example, and it's not working that way. There's deeper issues that need to be looked at and fixed that are being skipped.
Can the state even afford to buy something that large? I mean, that's big money.
I mean, that's the question. And who pays for it?
We can't. Well, I ain't paying no more taxes,
that's
man.
That's right.
I'm already paying too much.
It would either fall on the tax, depending on how you set it up, it either falls on the taxpayer or it's a matter of whose name is at the top of the bill. Is it New York State or is it the power authority that purchased? So you're either going to pay through your utility bill or on your property.
All right. Well, I hope things get better. Any positive news? I got one. My bill's a lot lower lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Than winter. Thank
does.
God. Woohoo.
Summertime things get a little bit better.
Oh, a lot better compared to winter.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap.
And we've only really kind of had that one extended heat wave, right?
Yeah.
So our supply prices have remained pretty steady throughout the summer. You know, we get another, but that being said, we get another hot streak.
Yeah.
You know, your usage goes up, the supply prices go up. So there's a couple things we're working on right now to really reduce the volatility on your bill, right? Because what we've seen is that, you know, you can have more than a 30% swing on your bill. No other bill in your house operates the same way that your utility bill does, right?
Yeah.
Your car payment, same every month. Your phone bill, same every month. your utility bill fluctuates based on your usage, because it's 80% of your bill is based on how much you use. So we're looking at ways that we can kind of moderate that, keep your bill a little bit flatter so you know what to expect from month to month. And so you try and mitigate those swings so you don't get a bill for, say, $250 one month and a $700 bill the next.
You got programs, though, for helping pay?
Sure do. Yeah, a lot of assistance programs out there. There's the federally funded HEAP program for income-qualified customers. That automatically gets you enrolled in Central Hudson's bill discount program. There's a new program this year, too, for folks who might make a little bit too much money for those programs. It's called the Enhanced Energy Affordability Program. You can find out about it on our website. And if you qualify, we've seen folks sign up and they were able to save $65, $70, $75 a month on their bill. And that credit stays on your bill for 18 months.
Good. All right. Well, Steve, Joe, looks like you guys got a lot of work ahead.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks, man.
Jimmy, you want a piece of that?
All I have to say is that...
Oh, no. Here we go. Here we go.
Does the Canadian actually own Central Hudson? That's my only question.
Our parent company is based in Canada, but we are locally run and operated. You know, we're all locals. Steve's a lifer. You're from Beacon. I graduated from Spackenkill High School in 1999. So the people who are running this company are from here. So we have a parent company, but they don't have a lot of oversight into what we do. They let us run the ranch from 284 South Ave in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, because I heard when they take over Central Hudson, everything's got high sky, because that's why we pay all that money. But like I said, again, they say they own them. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair, and I understand why people kind of see that concern. But if you look at energy prices across the state, they've all gone up. It's not, and they've all gone up at the same time. Your NYSEG customers, your Con Ed customers.
The whole East Coast.
Yeah, and again, I go back to the thing that we've talked about before, too, when we talk about for every dollar you pay Central Hudson, right, 60% of it goes to somebody else.
Yeah,
we're only in control of 40% of that dollar. So these energy prices are going up, yeah, there's a lot of work we need to do to make sure we're running the business efficiently. But we got to talk with our lawmakers and our regulators to make sure that we're keeping the prices down in other spots.
All right, Joe. All right, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Coming up, we got news on the way and good news. Stay close. It is Tuesday. Good morning.